Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. If you couple the end of Ramadan with Jerusalem Day, you have violence. That's the headline. David Doling comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Some fires were set and the police were called in. And Jimmy, they're expecting even more trouble on Sunday, which is the last day of Ramadan. And that's when the Muslims celebrate the giving of the Quran to Muhammad. And it usually ends with trouble. And it coincides this time with Jerusalem Day, the annual Jewish celebration of the conquest of Jerusalem in 1967. So tensions were already very high, but the police are out and more police are being called in. Meanwhile, down in the Gaza Strip, the Palestinians have resumed their firebombing, incendiary device activity, sending fiery flying instruments across the border and setting fires. So tensions are very high and more signs that we may be already in a new Palestinian uprising.
Looks to me, David, as it was the case with an advisor to Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority. He's been telling Palestinians to fight Israel even unto the death, because that's what Islam calls for. So this could be part of that incitement, could it not?
Oh, well, definitely. And, of course, the central issue has always been Jerusalem and Palestinians' demand for East Jerusalem under their control, the Temple Mount and the Old City under their control, and Israeli resistance to that. And when we have land disputes, it's always that much greater. In other words, actual cases of people disputing various pieces of land. But the fact we had, I think it was 5 or 6 Arab Knesset members joined in the demonstrations that became violent. One of the Knesset members was actually injured slightly in that. And, you know, tensions rise, and then you get Jewish politicians on the other side and groups fighting back. So, but this core issue is, we've discussed so many times, Jerusalem and who controls it. There again, we're having trouble right around the holiest site on earth for the Jewish people, and also, of course, a very holy city for Christians and Muslims.
David Doling explaining how the end of Ramadan, ending on Jerusalem Day, will result in violence in the holy city. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's report was what the ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah foretold would happen in the last days. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2 predicts that Jerusalem would be the center of controversy in the last days. Normally, during Ramadan, we see an uptick of violence from the Muslim people. And you put that together with the celebration of a Jerusalem Day, and you will have prophecy fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...